something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah. God made us to be happy for himself. Listen, he created us for himself to derive pleasure in us. He made us for himself to make himself happy. I don't know if I'm stressing it enough. God wanted to be happy and made us for his own pleasure. Someone says, I think that's selfish. I don't blame you. Because you have a brain. If he didn't give you one, you wouldn't even think. No, because now we have the clay trying to talk to the potter and to say, why did you make me this way? You mean you made me for yourself? He made you. And you question the one who made you. It's nonsense. You're supposed to say, wow, you made me. You must be really great. You mean you made me? You must be something. Think about it. If God made you, he must be really cool. Yes, he must be something. No matter what you think about you, this complicated whatever it is called you, whoever made you must be something. What do you think? If you found out that he made you, what would you do for him? If you found out that truly he made you, what would you do for him? Would you say, wow, how can I outsmart him? He made you. What do you think? He must be smarter than you. No, if God stepped down now and introduced himself to you and said to you, hello, I made you, and you believed him, what would you do? Talk to me. No, if he told you, I made you, and you found out that he did, and you agreed with him that he did, what would you do with that? I mean, that information would be something. So what would you do with it? Will you be looking at him like, wow? What would you do with it? Come on. Again? You what? You would thank him. I would think the first thing you should say to him is why? Yeah, because you didn't ask him to. And then he introduces himself, he says, I made you. You say, why? Then he says, for my pleasure. But you see, that's the reality. That's the truth about it. That's exactly what has happened. And that's what he's trying to get across to us, that he made us for his own pleasure. And I told you yesterday, If it's true that he made us for his own pleasure, then it means that he delights in us. It means that he's happy about us. He wants to be happy about us. And if he wants to be happy about us, then he wants us happy. Because if we're not happy, he can't be happy about us. And then I read you several scriptures to show you that God loves us and that God wants us happy and prosperous and joyful and that God delights in us and wants us to enjoy the life that he's given us. So when should we enjoy it? Now. Every day. Every day should be a good day. I have a good day every day. I made up my mind long time ago, years ago. And once I decided, because I found it in the Word, once I decided, I set my sail and I went for it. And it's been every day a day of victory, every day a day of joy, every day a day of fulfillment. Every day. Every day. Someone said, do you mean that you don't face challenges? I don't know what you mean by challenges. But if you mean things that happen and you got to put your faith to work, emphatically, yes. But there are things that I thrive in. Yeah, because I found out if I don't have the opportunity to stretch my faith and put my faith to work, I start thinking, is something wrong? You know, because I learned that if you have little kids, and there isn't any noise for a while, better find out what they're up to. So I think that if the devil is not troubling, nothing is happening, no trouble, everything is cool and calm, I start wondering, is the devil trying to do something somewhere? Because I always like to keep him somewhere where he ought to be. So I don't mind him causing some trouble. When he causes trouble, I say, yeah, that means I'm dealing with him, that's why. So for me, life is always prosperous, always successful, always joyful, always, always, absolutely. Now, you either agree with that or you listen to some other folks who will tell you, life is full of ups and downs. That's their experience. I know that that's their experience because that's their communication. That's what they found with God. It's up today and down tomorrow. They're happy today and not very happy tomorrow. Some prayers are answered well and some are not answered. So they're not sure where they are with God. So the Christianity is like a speculation. But I don't think that's the way the Word of God ought to be. I think we are successful every day. And it only gets better because the Word of God tells us that the path of the righteous is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter onto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Glory to his name forever. And so if this matter was troubled and upset, and Jesus knew, and Jesus said something to her, I'd like us to read it. I read again from verse 41. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better. That's that one thing that's needed. And it will not be taken away from her. That's what the Lord said. It will not be taken away from her. See, people who are upset and unhappy and frustrated like to take from others who are happy that thing that makes them happy.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.